You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, our guest talks about his study on whether allowing wolf hunting is good for species management.
But first, amid budget cuts, weakened tenure protections, and a chilly atmosphere between UW and faculty and staff and Governor Walker, some of the UW system's faculty have been looking for jobs elsewhere or receiving offers from other universities.
Last week, we spoke with a professor who is leaving the UW, and now our next guest is making the case for why faculty should stay at the university. David Cannon is a professor and chair of the Political Science Department at UW-Madison. David, welcome to Central Time.
Good to be with you.
Well, we've been seeing opinion pieces running in the papers from professors who say that in some part they're happy to leave UW-Madison behind. They point to hostility between faculty and the legislature and changes to tenure protections. You are saying the opposite, that you're happy staying put at UW-Madison. Why?
Well, yes, and it has been a challenging year, and there's no doubt about that. And chairs, in every department in the university have faced challenges in trying to, retain their faculty. But this is still a great public university, and it's still a fantastic place to live. And in our department, the political science department, we have a great group of collegial folks who get along with each other and collaborate on research, and it's just a very good place to get your work done. We have fantastic students. So there's still a lot of positive things about this university, despite the challenges that we're facing right now.
And has the political science department lost any of its faculty or staff who decided to go elsewhere, been lured away?
We have. And it was a year that we saw a lot more retention activity than we normally do. We had 10 of my colleagues in the department of 35 people who had outside interest, and we were able to retain 8 of those 10, but we did lose 2. And university-wide, it was a very active retention year as well. The numbers as of this afternoon, there were 94 people in the university who had outside interest. 86 of those have been resolved so far, and 76 people out of those 86 decided to stay. So that's about 88% are staying. And so we hear a lot about the 12% who are leaving, but we haven't heard the success story, which is we have had a strong year in retention. Given that the numbers are about triple in terms of the number of people who we had to try to retain this year, in the previous fiscal year, it was a total of 37, and this year it was 94. So it's more than double the number of people that other universities are pursuing. And we, again, have been successful in 88% of those cases so far.
Are you anticipating, or are you maybe already seeing those numbers starting to taper off, or are you not sure that there's going to be an end anytime soon?
Well, that's a really good question. And, we're hoping, obviously, we won't have another year like this one in terms of this level of activity, because the university did devote substantial resources to try to retain people, and that's one reason we were so successful, I think, is that the vice chancellor for research and graduate education, the chancellor, the deans, all were very active in trying to retain people and put resources behind it. So we really would have a tough time if we had another year or two like this with this level of retention activity, because it is a very costly process to keep people that are being wooed by other universities.
So I'm curious about the behind-the-scenes aspect of this. You mentioned deans being involved, and you're painting it from a largely a financial perspective. Is that the main tool for keeping faculty here? Are there also, colleagues sitting down with colleagues saying, look, I think you should stay? Have you had those conversations with people?
Oh, absolutely. No, there's a lot on the more personal side that I think makes a big difference. And you spend a lot of time as chair and with your colleagues, talking to them and trying to convince them to stay. And I think that, obviously you need to be able to try your best as an institution to match the outside offers as well. But I think it is the collegial nature, the personal side of things that can make a big difference to people's decision to end up staying here.
We're talking with David Cannon right now, a professor and chair of the Political Science Department at UW-Madison, talking about faculty retention efforts at University of Wisconsin-Madison, and looking at what are the main critiques about colleagues leaving. Sarah Goldrick-Rabb is one primary example of this. The weakening of tenure protections, as some faculty see it, is one reason that's been cited as a main cause for professors deciding to set up shop somewhere else. How do you reassure your colleagues about that when you're trying to convince them to stay?
Well, one thing is to point out what our peer institutions are doing. And, in fact, Dean Schultz mentioned this in one of his recent meetings with chairs, where he said that we were in the process of trying to retain someone at an offer at the University of Pennsylvania, a private institution. And this person was, you know, raising questions about tenure. And the dean said, well, you know, check out what Penn has. And they have, you know, much weaker protections for tenure than we do. And so Wisconsin went from having probably the strongest tenure protections in the country, you know, guaranteed in statute, and it was something that, you know, no other public university had. And so the changes that were made, you know, largely made us the same as most of our peer institutions. I mean, there are, you know, areas of concern going forward where we don't know exactly how this is going to play out, but it has made us comparable to our peer institutions. And so I think that is an important thing to keep in mind, that, you know, while the tenure standards and protections were weakened, there's no doubt about that. It just made us, you know, more like our peer institutions rather than stronger.
What would you say to parents who are concerned about sending their children here because there is acrimony between faculty and staff at the university and the legislature and the governor? And what if a parent is worried about sending their child here and having it impact their kids' education?
One thing, I spend a lot of time as chair talking to alumni groups. I've taken at least 5 or 6 trips every year and go around the country and talk to alumni groups. And this question has come up about, you know, the relations between the university and the state legislature, and especially this question of retention. You know, are we, you know, losing good people? And one thing I point out on the latter point is that the fact that so many universities are coming after our professors is actually a sign of our strengths, and that, you know, that we have such great faculty here that other universities are trying to recruit them. And I, you know, tell my colleagues all the time that, you know, I see this as a signal that we are, you know, doing good research, and we're, you know, at the top of our game. To have, you know, 10 of our colleagues being recruited in 1 year show that we do have, you know, really excellent faculty, and the fact that we're able to retain 88% of them is a good sign. And so I would be worried, in fact, as chair, if nobody was ever trying to recruit our people. It would mean that we weren't doing cutting edge research. And so I think this is a positive sign overall. Now, on the other hand, it certainly is troubling to not have better relations with the state legislature and with the governor. And I think that is something that the chancellor is keenly aware of and is continuing to work on all the time. And it's something that, you know, the leadership of the university is definitely cognizant of.
And we leave it there. David, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
David Cannon is a professor and chair of the Political Science Department at UW-Madison.